We hear again from the gospel reading of John 6. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" In the name of Jesus. There is in our world something offensive about Jesus, about the way that he does things, and we can admit this. That's not the way that we would choose to have it. We would want Jesus to be impressive to our world, not offensive. We would want the world to hear the name of Christ and be gathered into his church. We would want our neighbor to hear the gospel and be happily justified by faith. We would want the church to be attractive enough to our society that people would flock in through her doors proudly counting themselves Christians. We do know a little of how this works in our world. We see it every day. If you open a new restaurant, you will put up a sign to attract, a nice looking logo to entice people to pull into the parking lot. We would not put up a sign with a picture of a rotten apple or a sick pig. If you're running for office, you run as a proven fighter for the people, or some motto like that, with a photo of your perfect family on the campaign ads. You don't run with a picture of you as an angry drunk yelling at your neighbor. So we do know how this works a little bit. Let's make the church enticing to our world, attractive to our world's sensibilities, friendly to what she's looking for, so that our world will be drawn to the gospel. But standing in the middle of the church is Jesus. And about him, there is something offensive. That's the way the Apostle Paul talks about it. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 23, "We preach Christ crucified," says Paul, "a stumbling block to the Jews, foolishness to the Gentiles." The offense of the cross, this inability of ours to look at Jesus and find him comfortable to the ways of our world, attractive even to our own reason. What is this about, this offense of the cross? Where does it come from? John 6:41. The Jews grumbled about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" The word Jews, as John is using it here, of course, does not refer to nationality or race or anything like that, because after all, Jesus himself is a Jew, and so is John and the apostles. The word Jews, as John is using it here, refers then to a theological party, a school of doctrine. It is the teachers of the law. It is the party of those who teach you how to justify yourself before God by living a clean life and keeping the law. And to them, Jesus is offensive. He says he came down from heaven, they say. Yet don't we know his own parents? Didn't we grow up the same way he did? Doesn't he put his sandals on 1 foot at a time just like we do? This commonness, this normality, this everydayness of Jesus, it is offensive. The Savior of mankind, the forgiver of sins, the Son of the Father in heaven, the justifier of the sinner, the one who reigns with the Father above. And yet he eats soup, just like we do, and walks around with dirty sandals, just like anyone else. This is offensive. And then there is, of course, the cross. Surely no savior of mankind has as his greatest work being humiliated by a bunch of judgmental teachers of the law, and has as his final act being nailed to a piece of wood and left to die in front of even his own mother. This is offensive. It's been that way. It's like the prophet Elijah in the Old Testament. He had just come from his great victory over 450 prophets of Baal on top of Mount Carmel. He had the greatest day of his life, with even calling down fire from heaven to light up the burnt offering so that not only the prophets of Baal, but all Israel could see the power of God. And yet the next thing we know, Elijah scrambling around in the wilderness, hungry, thirsty, scared for his life, ready to give it all up. "It is enough now, O Lord," Elijah said. "Take away my life. I'm no better than my father's." 1 Kings 19:4. The commonness, the unimpressive everydayness of the Lord's holy prophet, of a man named Elijah hiding in the wilderness. Is this the way our Lord, the Lord of all life, is this the way he will work? Can we not see how this is offensive? Yes, the world is offended. In the world, we are impressed by a conquering Alexander the Great or a victorious General Patton. We're impressed by men stepping out of a capsule to walk on the moon, or by a woman physicist unlocking the secrets of radioactivity. We're impressed even by a politician who runs a winning campaign for governor, or an actor who turns every movie into a blockbuster. But by a man with no sword, no worldly victories, no earthly palaces, but coming only to suffer in the place of the sinner, in order to shed the blood to atone for those who cannot justify themselves. Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, "I came down from heaven"? John 6:42. Yes, this is Jesus, from the household of Joseph and Mary. Jesus, who has joined us in our humanity, of the same flesh and blood that we are, who sleeps at night like we do and wakes up in the morning hungry for breakfast, just as our families. Jesus, who eats soup the same way we do and puts his sandals on one foot at a time when he's walking around Galilee. Jesus, who is like us in every way, except with no sin. The Father has sent him to us, true God, true man. The Father has sent him that we may call him brother and may see him who has no sin take our sin upon himself, so that our sin no longer belongs to us. It belongs to him. He is the bread of life sent from the Father, and this is the will of the Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and has faith in him has eternal life, and the Son will raise him up on the last day. John 6:42. It is offensive. Offensive to our world anyway, and offensive to our own sinful flesh. Our world wants victory according to what can be accomplished and grasped, like a winning political campaign or a popular restaurant. Our world is offended by weakness and failure. Our own sinful flesh wants victory according to what we can accomplish by the keeping of the law. Our sinful flesh is offended by weakness. But then we look at Jesus, sent from heaven by the Father, given to us by birth from the Virgin Mary, having lived among us as our brother, but on his way to the cross, to atone for our sin, to justify every sinner, so that anyone who looks upon the Son and has faith in him has eternal life. We look at Jesus in what was and is offensive to our sinful flesh, is to our life of faith, the bread of life. John 6:51, Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." In the name of Jesus, amen.